بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the chapter on the prohibition of boasting and arrogance. And under this we're explaining that a person should always be aware, he should always be careful that he does not consider himself to be too pious. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala save us. All the time a person is concerned that what will be my ending? How will I end up? This opportunity of life that Allah Ta'ala has given me, how will I end up this great opportunity? Will I make the best of this chance that I got, or will I spoil this chance? A person is always careful and is on guard that I mustn't be doing anything that will spoil this opportunity and this chance. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi would say it very nicely, two words: what if? What if? Keep asking yourself, what if? What if what? What if the angel of death finds me in this condition? If a person keeps asking himself, what if the angel of death finds me in this condition, will I be happy to be going in this condition? For example, if I'm committing some guna, some sin, something that is not in the best, something that's not the best action, if I'm carrying it out, and at that time, if the angel of death finds me, how embarrassing it will be, how sad it will be, that this great opportunity of life to make our akhirat Allah Ta'ala has given us, I spoiled it, and this is the condition that I am going. So therefore, when a person keeps looking at this and considering this, person considers that what was his starting point, where did he come from, and how, and a person considers himself in the toilet, that how dirty I am, I'm carrying so much of filth on, in me, so much of things that are impure in me, how is it such that I can ever have pride? Allah Ta'ala has created me from sand. Sand is, quality of sand is to be low. People trample upon the sand. They walk upon the sand, and the sand doesn't get upset that, why are you trampling on me? Why are you walking on me? So we are created from the soil. So this is one quality that we should have, is this quality of tawazu, of humility. All the time that we consider ourselves to be nothing. So this is something that is extremely important. And one thing we did yesterday also, is that this should not be confused and mixed up with gunas that are taking place. What happens today is people get confused. They see gunas taking place, okay, now we are nothing, so therefore we can't speak out against any guna that's taking place. We can't correct anything that's wrong because we are nothing. This also is a complete wrong notion. When wrong is taking place, gunas are taking place, and at that time a person should see what he can do to change the situation, what effort he can make to correct the situation. This, considering a person's to be humble, or person wanting to be humble, should not stop him, should not be an impediment in carrying out the command of Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. A person all the time must be careful, and he must be considerate about this great commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of enjoining good and forbidding evil. So today Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he goes on to give an explanation of it. It's a very nice explanation which sums up these two things that we are speaking about. One is where a person considers himself to be the worst. A person is humble. He considers himself to be a very weak person, and he considers others to be great. However, when a person sees wrong and it's worrying him and he speaks out against the wrong, this is something that should be done. Not that a person's humility stops him from correcting anything that is wrong. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قال الرجل هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم رواه مسلم والرواية المشهور أهلكهم برفع الكاف وروي بنصبها وذلك النهي لمن قال ذلك عجبا بنفسه وتصاغرا للناس وارتفاعا عليهم فهذا هو الحرام وأما من قاله لما يرى في الناس من نقص في أمر دينهم وقاله تحزنا عليهم وعلى الدين فلا بأس به هكذا فسره العلماء وفصلوه وممن قاله من الأئمة الأعلام مالك بن أنس والخطابي والحميدي وآخرون رحمة الله عليهم وقد أوضحته في كتاب الأذكار. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person says people are destroyed, then he is the one that is most destroyed of them all. Person is saying that all these people are destroyed. In other words, they're all going to Jahannam. So then he is the most destroyed of them all. Another narration or another way of reading this, this is not such a famous way of reading it, but another way of reading it is he has destroyed them. So one is, he is the most destroyed of all the people because he said that the people are destroyed. That's one way. And in Arabic, by just changing the harakat, so instead of saying ahlakuhum, you read it as ahlakahum. So there's one explanation that it can be read like this. And under this explanation, then this person has destroyed the people. Now let us understand what is meant by this. Is he is the most destroyed of them all, and he has, in the other way of reading it, he has destroyed them. So when a person says that people are destroyed, in other words, he's looking at his piety, and he's considering his overall condition, and then he's looking at himself in this light, that I am so great and I am so good and all the other people are destroyed. Now this act is such a great act. When I say great, I mean great in sin. It's such a great act in destroying a person. What destroyed Shaitan after all? It was his pride that he considered himself, that Shaitan considered himself. If you look at Fir'aun, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, he considered himself as Allah. I am the great, I am the highest. So he considered himself to be the Rabb that is the highest. And Shaitan, very similar. Ana khayrun min, I am better than Adam alayhi salam. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. What happened was that pride, that arrogance, that conceit that destroyed him. So a person that has this in him, then he is the most destroyed of these people, all these other people. Why? Because when a person has this quality, it's very unlikely that he's going to make tawbah. It's very unlikely he's going to humble himself and correct his ways when he's so arrogant. And he's got this arrogance. The arrogance lasts to the purple person right up till the end. So therefore, he is the most destroyed of them all. It may be that these people that he is thinking that are destroyed, they may be because of their humility. Allah Ta'ala will give them the tawfiq of making tawbah. So this is one explanation that he is the most destroyed of them all. The other one is he destroyed them. Now how he destroyed them is very simple. If I keep telling someone that you are like a bubble gum, or you're like a chewing gum, and you're good for nothing. I keep telling a person you are like this. You're good for nothing. You have nothing good in you. So what happens? You break the motivation in a person. You break the motivation in a person. And when you break the motivation and the drive in a person by telling him these type of things, then you've actually destroyed the person. So that's why you find that people do need, in general, as students and people that are coming up, from time to time they need encouragement. Good words. Well done. Mashallah. Keep it up. Allah Ta'ala give you tawfiq of doing more. Allahumma zid fazid. Allah Ta'ala increase. So what happens is you're giving them a little bit of motivation, a bit of encouragement. You're picking up the person's spirits. So you're not dropping the person down, but you're picking the person up. And this is what is doing, creating encouragement and helping the person along the way. Whereas if a person is constantly running the person down, yeah, we're talking about unnecessarily, just running the person, no reason. Now what you're doing is you're destroying the person. The person feels, hey, I'm really like that. Now what, his motivation is down, person's attitude is down, he doesn't have any type of positive outlook in life anymore, he feels down, he loses any type of courage. So we should be one that's encouraging each other, that in good works we keep encouraging people and we should be helping people. So therefore, this is something that's important, that we must always be a means of encouragement. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such that some people need more encouragement than others. Some people are naturally strong by the way they are created, others are less strong, they need that encouragement. And sometimes a simple thing, like even complimenting the food at home. The wife has made the food, we compliment the food. What we have done? We've given her a lot of encouragement. Now she's more encouraged and more enthusiastic of cooking again. Why? She got a little bit of praise for that baking. She got some praise for the cooking. One staff has done something well, we praise him and make him feel nice. He feels motivated, he wants to do it more. But when the staff tries very hard and then we attack him same time and we run him down, and his whole motivation is down. So we have destroyed that person. That is what this hadith is saying. So beautifully, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining these concepts, these principles in such a beautiful manner. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq. Even a person has got children, so you should from time to time encourage them, give them some motivation as far as good is. Well, mashallah, you took your sabak today, or you learned so much of Quran Sharif, you read so much of Quran Sharif, so now the child is feeling motivated. So this is, motivation is something that not only young people need sometimes, even elderly people need that extra motivation to help them along the way. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, now he gives some explanation. And he says that this prohibition is with regard to one who says it out of arrogance. In other words, he's saying it out of arrogance that these people are destroyed, belittling the people. In other words, his object is to run the people down and considering himself superior to them. So this is when this prohibition kicks in, is when you consider people to be low, when you're considering yourself to be superior. This hadith is speaking about this prohibition, and this is what is haram. This is completely impermissible. And then he brings the proviso, or he brings the condition where it is permissible. Now, one condition it is, or one situation, now he brings the situation, it is permissible. As for the one who says it, due to observing the weakness in people, regarding their religious practices, now he's seeing that people are their religious practices are going down, the way they practice it, the deed is going down. And he's saying it out of sorrow for them. He genuinely means it, the people are doing wrong, they are getting destroyed. They're destroying themselves. Now this, out of this grief and worry, now this person, he may be an alim or somebody that is learned or someone that is in the community that is worried about the people. And then he makes the statement that these people are destroyed. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is saying, as for the one who says it due to observing weaknesses in people regarding their deeni practices, and he's saying it out of sorrow for them, and he's saying it for their Islam, in other words, for their benefit, then there's no harm for him making the statement. And he goes on to say that this is the explanation given by the great scholars of deen, who Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullah alayh, one of the imams of fiqh. We know that the Maliki mazhab is from Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullah alayh, Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayh, Imam Humaydi rahmatullah alayh, and others. And then he says, I've also elaborated upon this in Kitab al-Adhkar, the kitab that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person just reads it without the understanding, will he ever get the full understanding of this hadith, when it's to be applied, when it's not to be applied, when a person can say it, when he can't say it, which times a person should motivate others, which time a person, or what outlook he should have for himself, what outlook he should have for others. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs so much of explanation. This is the beauty of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a teaspoon. Also, so to see, it's a teaspoon in a whole, or equivalent to a whole ocean. In other words, one teaspoon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving to us with that amount. Like what, how much you'll get? 5 mils in one teaspoon. But in reality, it is a whole ocean. It's an ocean in a teacup. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.